Today is Wednesday. And as every family in the north end of Boston will tell you, Wednesday
is Money Life's Sell of the Week with Charles Rotblat, editor of the American Association of Individual Investors Journal.
You are quite the bear.
That's right. Every Wednesday, Charles Rotblat joins us to help us let go of those investments that are going the wrong way.
You idiots. Step back in there at once and sell.
Don't keep coming up short. Join us every Wednesday for Charles Rotblat on Money Life with Chuck Jaffe.
Well, you know what they say. Fools make money, bears make money, pigs, they get slaughtered.
Ah, but you will never get slaughtered in the market if you respect both sides of the equation. If you're looking for the right reasons to buy and you're looking for the right reasons to sell. It's that simple, but it's not simple because you have to have the right methodologies and you want to know the right techniques. And if you're looking to improve your techniques, look at a lot of different methodologies without some, hey, we get paid to do this kind of a bent. Well, then you should be taking a look at the American Association of Individual Investors because it is a terrific organization for helping you get a solid underpinning to your investment methodology. Charles Rotblat, our guest, is editor of the AAII Journal. If you want more information, it's AAII.com. You can follow him on Twitter where he is at Charles Rotblat. Yesterday, his buy of the week, Actuant Corporation, ticker symbol ATU. Charles, welcome back to Money Life.
Thank you for having me.
And our sell of the week is?
Conagra Foods.
Conagra Foods. Oh, boy, oh, Boyardee, I believe is the right way to say that one, right? That's Chef Boyardee and a bunch of other stuff. And why am I getting a little queasy over this stuff?
Yeah, they definitely make a lot of famous, well-known food brands. Ready Whip, Hunt, Swiss Miss, Pam, Chef Boyardee, Healthy Choice. Just to name a few, and we could obviously take up this whole segment discussing their entire lineup of brands.
And the merits thereof.
Absolutely, absolutely. You got to love Ready Whip. But there's two things. First of all, a few weeks ago, the company missed earnings expectations. By 2 cents, they had profits of 37%. But it's not really the miss that has me putting this on a sell of the week. It's two other things. First of all, their consumer food segment, which are the brands I just mentioned, they also do a lot of their business selling foods to in the commercial side as well. But they blamed the weakness in their consumer segment on, and I'm quoting here, difficult conditions for some of the company's customers, as well as weak results for some categories, including frozen foods, negatively impacted by competitor promotional activity, meaning that consumers were probably going for more private brand labeled foods, going for food items where they had coupons, going for what was on sale. They're being more price conscious. That alone's a concern. But the other thing is this valuation's high. If we look at valuations on a sector by sector basis relative to where they normally trade, we're looking at utilities, telecom, and consumer staples being high relative to historical valuations. Conagra obviously falls into that consumer staple sector, because people have been going after yield, they've been going after stocks that are less economically sensitive. And so now you have a case here with a stock that had really just had a kind of lackluster earnings report, somewhat disappointing, facing competitive pressures, and its valuation looks very high relative to the five-year average. And for those reasons combined, I would encourage someone to think about possibly locking in profits if they've held on to this stock, or if they're nervous about their current fiscal standoff and are looking for something more conservative, be really careful of the valuations, not only for Conagra, but really for our consumer staple stocks across the board.
I have talked to a number of money managers of late who are always talking about looking for the long-term play, looking for the businesses that they think are going to be there for X number of years, both between brand names, but also things where you can say, okay, you know, who's going to benefit from the changing consumption habits in China or India or what have you. And you could see big food companies as being one of those beneficiaries. So the valuation versus the long-term benefit is one of those interesting things. For somebody who's a long-term holder who maybe believes in that big long-term story, is there enough volatility here that the answer is, you know what? Since you got to a bit of a frothy valuation, take your profits and keep your eyes on it, and you'll buy it back someday, maybe?
Yeah, possibly. The tough thing with a company like Conagra is you're dealing with the commodity costs, and what are the costs of all the food it needs and the fertilizer it needs for its products. So you do have that going along on there. I mean, this company's making processed food. So there's a lot of input costs I think you need to be concerned about, and that can make it somewhat volatile. You know, certainly I can't see a scenario where ConAgra is going away. I think there would probably be pitchforks and torches outside the supermarket if they no longer sold Chef Boyardee, but or at least a lot of angry kids. But I think, you know, with any of these stocks, even if you like the long term, I think you do need to pay attention also to the valuation. And this is a case that I think if you really like the company, you think it's going to be able to handle this potentially volatile commodity cost in the future, you want to buy it when the valuation's low and you want to sell it when the valuation's dear.
How bad could the valuation get from here? What kind of haircut do you think this stock is taking if we just get back to values that you consider more fair value oriented?
Well, I'll give you some numbers to put things in perspective. Right now, the stock trades at 19.2 earnings. Its five-year average is 15.4. The current yield of the stock is 3.3% versus a five-year average of 3.9%. Yields and valuation are inverse. So the lower the yield, the higher the valuation. And to just kind of put things in, kind of really add a little something to the explanation, the food processing median PE right now is 21.1. The five-year average is 17.5. So you can see it's not just ConAgra. Its entire industry group is highly valued. So I think there's a possibility once we see this rotation away from defensive stocks and into more growth-oriented stocks, we could see these stocks suffer. And based on the average median valuations, there is a possibility the stock falling by as much as 25%.
Wow. Well, 25% is not what somebody expects when they are taking a look at a basic staple kind of stock like ConAgra Foods. And that would be why ConAgra, ticker symbol CAG, is the sell of the week from Charles Roteblatt. And of course, Actuant Corporation, ATU, the buy of the week. Charles Roteblatt, the guest of the week, the only one who joins us twice each week. You can go check out his book. It is Better Good Than Lucky. And you can get lots of information on the stuff he does for the American Association of Individual Investors at AAII.com. You can also follow him on Twitter, where he's at Charles Roteblatt. Charles, another great week. We'll do it again next.
I look forward to it.
There is much more to go on the October the 9th edition of Money Life. Up next, it's the big interview when Money Life continues.